The word today is giving. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. God's Word frequently mentions the topic of giving. God has given us all things and therefore has the right to tell us His will. God looks directly into our hearts as we give, and He wants our motive for giving to be our love for Him. Here to guide us in this topic is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Giving.
Today I'd like to have you turn to the 12th chapter of Mark in your Bible. If you have a Bible handy, if not, jot down that reference and maybe later on you can find a Bible and use it. And of course there are many of you listening. I think some are in cars, some are in boats. Who knows where you might be listening? All across the world, literally, as we broadcast in 43 different languages. It's a marvelous privilege we have to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, all across the world. And this subject that I'm going to be talking about today is one that varies in every country. Every country where you are hearing my voice, you will have to take the words that I speak and apply them in your life to your situation, because, for instance, here in America, we have one set of conditions. In India, we have another. In China, we have another. In Africa, we have another. All over the world, you're going to have to take these words that come from the 12th chapter of Mark and apply them in your lives in a way that fits your situation. Now, the situation here in the 12th chapter of Mark was that Jesus was sitting in the temple in the area just watching the people come and go, and they are in the temple area across from the treasury. It's probably on the other side of the room, so to speak, and they were watching. And Jesus points out to them that many of the rich people came, they put in large sums in the offering basket, and then a poor widow came. And she put in two small copper coins, which the equal of would be like a penny. And she is singled out by Jesus as the one who really gave. Even though the other amounts were huge and very large, yet Jesus looked especially at this poor widow because the amount she gave was such a high proportion of, it was everything that she had. It was all the money that she had to live on. And she was giving it all, so that was 100% of what she had. Now, some of the wealthier people, as they walked by, were no doubt tossing in big bills, and no doubt they added up to quite a bit of money. But in proportion to what they had, it was a very small amount, and it wasn't too impressive to Jesus. It would be just like a wealthy person here, and now I want to specifically address most of us that are here in America. There are a lot of wealthy people in America, even though we've had a financial downturn here for the last several years. There still are many people making very good salaries and very good incomes. And if we give to the Lord, you know, according to what we think is big dollars and big bucks, maybe from God's perspective, it isn't too overwhelming because it's such a small portion of the total which He has given to us. And so everyone, regardless what part of the world you're in, has to compare these words to what Jesus is saying here. And the overwhelming thought here is that Jesus says she gave 100%. She gave everything that she had. Now, that's fantastic. I mean, that is overwhelming, and no wonder Jesus calls the attention of the disciples to this poor widow, because she was so committed to the Lord and so committed to giving for the work of God that she gave everything she had. Now, God doesn't say that we have to give up everything that we have. God understands and He knows that we have to provide a living for ourselves, for our children, for our families, and every situation is different, obviously. I've traveled extensively in India. I've traveled extensively in China. I've traveled even much more than that, extensively in Africa. And when God is giving a small amount to somebody, God doesn't expect them to give large gifts, but he does expect them to give from whatever he has given them. And that's why he's praising this widow here for her commitment. It was so overwhelmingly generous that she gave everything that she had. Now let's just kind of, each of us, in our own country where we're listening to these words and in our own situation, we know what God has given to us. We know the health he's given us. We know the time he's given us. We know the circumstances. We know the conditions. There are some people listening to my voice, even here in America, that are unemployed now. The unemployment is going up to 10%. Just think of that. What if you had a family and you were trying to raise your family and trying to keep your house, trying to keep everything going, and all of a sudden you didn't have a job and you had no income and no money was coming in? And usually with this, your health care goes too, and then you're unprotected for the large things that can happen, the major illnesses or the major operations or surgeries that are needed. You know, there's just all kind of things that can overwhelm us. And sometimes we get to start to think as though we are taking care of ourselves, as though we have to be in charge, as though we are going to protect ourselves against the future and so on. And we forget that God is in charge. God is in charge. God is in charge of the world powers. God is in charge of every nation. God is in charge of every type of group that thinks that they have control. God is still in charge. Now, God will at times let people kind of rule themselves, so to speak, as though they are given an opportunity to see whether they're going to follow God or follow the world. And so you have to be careful of this. God may be testing us. God may be seeing how committed we truly are. I wonder if there are some people listening to my voice around the world that have decided they're not going to go to church this week. They're not going to worship God this week because maybe they don't feel like giving. Boy, oh boy, wouldn't that be something? Well, God is going to prick the conscience of those people. There's no doubt about it. And he's going to say, wait a minute, just because you're not going to worship, just because you're not going to church today, doesn't mean that you shouldn't give to God. Maybe you should be giving to the poor. Maybe you should be helping some neighbor that really needs help. Maybe there are relatives in your own family that need help, that need some encouragement. And so God is pointing out to the disciples this outstanding example of sacrificial giving, and he wants us to realize that we are to give in the same way. We are to be committed to the Lord. We are to be dedicated to him. We are to be sincere in our desire to do his will. And he wants us to help the poor. He wants us to take care of the widows. He wants us to be a ministry of his people to the needs of the world. We are to show love to one another. You know, one of the things that we have to be careful of, and especially here in America, we have to be careful of greed, because so many people fall into the need to be greedy. They want to get more and more and more, and the more they get, the more they want. And as a result, it can be a terrible type of illness. It can be a desire to get more and more and more, and then you're never content. The scriptures tell us that godliness with contentment is great gain, that we ought to be satisfied with what God is doing and giving us. He knows our needs. He knows what we need to endure day by day. He knows our situation, and he says he's going to take care of those who are his. If we are the followers of Jesus Christ and we believe in him as our true and personal Savior, he says that he will be with us every day. He will supply our needs. He will give us the food we need. He will give us the clothing we need. He will give us the home or the bed or the cot or whatever it might be that we're going to need, and bless us with the food that's going to be needed to give us the energy and the air to breathe so that we can think and so on. All of these things God says he will provide for us, and he says he will take care of us. In the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, called the Lord's Prayer, we ask him to bless us and give us our daily needs, the things that are going to supply us spiritually, first of all, most importantly, and then physically, according to what he knows we are going to need to get by. And so all of these things are going to depend on what's happening in our life, what our situation is, whether we're working, whether we are making good income or just a very low income that we can hardly get by, whether we are in poverty or we are in wealth. Every person is going to have to analyze this in the face of God, in the light of what God has given to us. And I hope and pray that as you think about this and as you pray about this, that you will ask God to bless you in such a way that you will also have enough to send gifts for his work, for his kingdom work. I've often wondered how far we could take this broadcast into the world, even 10 or 15 times further. We have 43 languages. We could add another 100 languages if we had the funds. I want to repeat again so that everyone knows there are no salaries paid and no fees given to me or to my son or to any member of our family or to anyone else for that matter. Everyone serves the Word today freely and generously with their own time and their own efforts, including my son and I and our families. We ask you to give if you're able to give, because God will bless it. God will multiply it, because every penny you send goes directly to serve the Lord. Nothing is kept by anybody or any member of any family or anything like that. It all goes to bring glory to God. So think about that and ponder about that and think of what God would like you to do as you give in a way that he would say is exemplary and wonderful.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Growth. God desires that we grow spiritually, and this booklet will help you grow in your faith and relationship to Jesus Christ. You can ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.